It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than losing food stamps. That's better than that. Number to call, 845-986-8804. Hold on. 845-986-8804. Join the chat room. Go to davincomedy.com. Click on live broadcast. I will try to monitor that, but no promises tonight. I'm your host, Davin Roosevelt. I'm joined by Russ Fredico.
What's up? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in, Russ. Joe is out. Pip is out. They're all out tonight. So you got us too. You got us too. Then we're off next week. And Joe and Pip will hopefully resume then. A lot of serious stuff to cover. And I also got some goofy shit to do. But a lot of serious stuff. Not necessarily what you talk about, although I don't know what's going to go on at the top. America's military families are often going hungry. A lot of people don't realize that.
Unacceptable.
Homelessness grows and people are taking their matters into their own hands in removing homeless people. The Trump administration has a proposal that will kick 3 million people off food stamps. Google is trying to solve the housing problem in San Francisco. Democratic candidate Andrew Yang wants to give every adult American $1,000 a month. We'll see how feasible that is. South Korea doesn't want you to have your sex dolls anymore. Macy's had to take a plate off the some stuff off their stores because people called it fat shaming. And bulletproof backpacks. Bulletproof backpacks. Lots of interesting things.
Cheerful things.
Yeah, well, you know, listen.
Well, the sex doll is funny as shit.
Well, I wanted to put a couple of funny things in there. But yeah, listen, there's a lot of shit going on.
Yes, there is.
You and I have been going back and forth at each other.
Yes, we have.
On social media. So if you want to talk about that, we can. Or we can talk about what's going on, or I got some lighthearted shit. Whatever you want to do.
Do both.
Well, is there anything you want to get off your chest?
My chest. No, it was a good argument. I always enjoy visiting your Facebook page. It's liberal dominated. I know I'm going to get jumped on.
That's not true. It's not liberal dominated at
all.
No,
the more vocal people are. Unless Joe, like Chuck, chimes in once in a while and jumps on me. Or even Walt will come in. You know, Walt's rough. I read some of the things Walt writes, and I'm like, wow,
Walt's ridiculous.
That. Yeah, he's fun. He's fun.
But, he's fun. Listen, Walt's a friend. I play softball with him.
Yeah,
listen,
no secret. I'm you know, libertarian, kind of Republican guy. And
not really if you like, you know, this guy. But anyway.
He could be a little much for me sometimes.
But I tell Walt this. I go, Walt, listen, no disrespect, but I can't take you seriously because you admittedly only started following politics when Trump was running for office. He admits, I can't take you seriously because you have no context. So, of course, you believe that Donald Trump is the victim, woe is me, because you've never seen every other president get attacked.
And that's why one of my arguments on your page was the Dems have to stick to policy and get off Trump. Because people like, so people, I'm not picking on Wolf, I'm saying people such as him and all the first-time voters, the people who haven't voted in 16, 20 years, they came out for Trump.
Yeah, but
besides the attack, the barrage,
but
it was almost like...
But in 2018,
you
had a record amount of people come out against Trump.
Did you Yes. Well, that was the
9 million more people voted in that election than voted in the presidential election.
The Democrats mobilized locally. It was a brilliant strategy. I have to, from a strategy perspective,
they talked about us local issues.
But that's the thing. Trump was a part
of
it.
You also have to remember, Donald Trump also said before the election, as it was running up, he said many times at his rallies and everything, this is about me. Imagine I'm on the ballot. He made it about him. And then when they lost,
it about him.
Everything's about him.
Exactly. He kept the Senate, though. That was impressive.
He said it a lot, and America said, no, thank you.
Well, no, he kept the Senate. He gained in the Senate.
It would have been really amazing.
Let me finish. With the statewide elections, he stopped that blue wave. He literally kind of smacked the Democrats' hand. Locally, though, in the districts, the congressional districts, in the urban and suburban areas.
And the Democrats also picked up houses in the states?
Especially in the suburban areas. The Democratic mobilization was impressive. They put together a platform, a campaign, and they actually got out. They did everything Hillary didn't do.
Right, but here's the thing. He's not getting the suburbs back.
No, he might.
He's not going to get the women who do most of the voting cannot stand this guy. College-educated people cannot stand
this guy. College-educated. I graduated with honors, for fuck's sake.
And but you're a white male.
Oh, the enemy.
I've been attacked as a white male, too.
He's dangerous.
But more white men.
I'm public enemy number one now.
Depends on which liberal
CNN
you talk to.
CNN just said I should be locked up. My gun should be taken away. You hear that?
No, I did not.
I love the whole white male section. It was great. Oh, white men kill everybody. I'm like, what are you people talking about?
No, but serial killers. Serial killers are white men. These massackers, for the most part, are white men. White men don't
Which
kill
fits
everyone.
Hands in it. Yeah, okay. Some white guys lose it, they explode.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Would I call it Trump's fault? No. Let's not pretend Donald Trump getting elected made these people crazy. But Trump almost seems to the point where the more they attack him, and they are, the stronger he gets.
No.
So it's almost like seeing Democrats shoot themselves in the foot again, because I'm watching debates, first of all. And I'm sorry, Davin, they're a joke. And I'm watching this from a non-partisan angle.
Depends which. It seems like
I'm trying to remove
myself. It seems like the first night of debates on both debates, because there've been four total. It seems like the first night of debates are a lot more serious and focused than the second night, both times.
You agreed. But I'm sitting there watching from a non-partisan perspective. And I'm like, Donald Trump has caused so much anger and outrage over the fact that he was elected. The Democratic machine has been pulled so far left,
but we see
that all you see right now is a bunch of Bernie Sanders on stage, and everybody's trying to be more left wing than Bernie Sanders.
Well, that's not completely true, but we often see in primaries.
I hear it. I'm like Bernie 1, Bernie 2, Bernie 3, Bernie 4. It's like,
no,
okay,
there's more moderate ones.
And listen, I respect Bernie. I disagree with his politics, but you know what? He goes on to Fox News.
He should go on Fox News.
Not all of them do.
I know that.
That's why I respect it, because he took his message to conservatives in a town hall interview.
Hold on. Stop.
One of the most left-wing candidates out there. You got to respect that.
I do. But hold on. I did it either last week or a couple weeks ago. We can no longer call the Republican Party conservatives. I know what
it depends.
No, the party. Because Donald Trump's not a conservative.
We're a Big Ten party.
I know
we got a conservative wing. We have our religious wing. We have our libertarian wing.
But you're not conservative. I know what conservatism is. I grew up during the Reagan Revolution. Okay. I didn't have to agree with conservative politics, but you knew what it was. It was certainly strong against Russia. It was pro-immigration, pro-free trade, anti-tariff, pro-religious freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Did not want the government interfering in private business.
Yeah,
these are all things that Trump has shit on, and the party's gone along with.
Well. Yeah, you got to do that line item by line item. You got to remember Reagan, as well as his predecessors, are the reason why we have the immigration problem, and I'll explain. At the time, it happened without resistance. The Republicans needed the labor, and the Democrats wanted the votes. That wasn't just Reagan. That was Bush. That was Clinton.
By that,
I'm telling Davin, that's how we got in this guy. That was Carter, even Carter. I'm serious. The Republicans wanted the labor, and the Democrats wanted the votes, and it was a win-win for both parties.
When Donald Trump came into office,
yes,
immigration was at a 50-year low.
Yes.
That's a fact.
Yes.
So, but he made that his campaign issue because he knew it would get gin up the crazies and the racists. It wasn't even an issue.
Here's the problem with my...
The liberals hated what Obama was doing.
Correct, but Obama was also solving a problem. He built those detention centers, by the way, which I despise the fact that the left-wing media is just ignoring that. And you have AOC down there in, you know, her whiteout suit,
They weren't actively separating families. They weren't actively separating families.
Yes, they were.
No, they were not.
That was policy.
No. Yes. No, it was. Stop. I don't want to do the whole show like this. That was announced under Jeff Sessions as a deterrent. The law was always there. This president is the only one that enforced it in that way. W never separated families. Wait. Obama never separated families. The children that you saw there were children that came that did not have anybody with them. We are seeing actively parents separated from children. That's new.
And
that's abhorrent.
We're seeing children being brought over that aren't by people that aren't their parents.
But you're not addressing what I just said.
You know, okay, let's say you're right. Let's say it never happened, which it did.
It didn't.
We did have situations back then. I have researched this during the Obama Bush years where that was happening. People were coming over with a large group of children, and the adults and children were separated. They got everything.
Were
sorted.
They their children?
Oh, that's why they were separated. They did not know. And that's what's happening right now.
We know
we
now.
We do not know.
We know. No, no. We know.
We do not know.
We know this time
and
around.
Now I'm reading reports that
parents,
kids have crossed the border 2 and 3 times already.
We got to remember, a lot of these, listen,
that's
I don't
insane.
Know. Because their families are over here.
Yeah, no matter how you spin it, and I'm so glad that the Democrats got on board. A lot of the Republicans are beating their chest about this right now, saying, ha-ha, I'm right. I'm not even looking at that from this perspective. I'm so glad the Democrats got on board and said, hey, we have a problem on the border, and here's why.
Yeah, they think Trump
One,
caused it.
One, we do have it. Two, this predates Trump. This started in the 70s. This started in the 70s. It spun out of control. Like I said, the Republicans wanted the cheap labor. The Democrats wanted the votes. Bottom
but
line,
again,
it spun out of
Trump
control.
Came into
when
office,
Trump came into office,
it was at
he
a 50
finally
year
said,
low.
Hey,
no,
what,
no
we got to shut this down. A 50-year low from what?
As opposed to what it was under the beginning of the Bush administration.
Okay, as opposed to like during the Reagan and Bush and Clinton eras where it was just wide open. Hey, walk on in.
I don't
Here's
know.
Here's your green bean field. Get to
the
work.
The point is.
That's what we're talking
the
about
The point
here.
Is. At
it's semantics, Davin.
There's a reason he did this. The guy is
the
a the rapist
is
Trump.
Cheap. We got cheap tomatoes.
And
that's
you know
why.
What? First of all, we love cheap tomatoes.
Okay, I know.
And you know, it's true. We love cheap products. We love cheap labor. Uh-huh.
What I don't like is sex trafficking and drug trafficking.
Of course not.
And the government I pay taxes to being involved in that. That's why I'm so glad the Democrats are on board. A lot of Republicans are using this as a ha-ha moment. We were right and you were wrong. I am not. I am using this as a moment to say I'm glad they recognize the problem because it is time. After 40-plus years, my country, I pay taxes to this country, got out of the child sex trafficking and drug trafficking business because that's what that shit's turned into. It was originally about cheap labor, okay, bringing it here.
There's people running for their lives.
Okay, yes, there are. And you know what? I say we arm them, turn them around, and send them back.
No, we're not. Although we do have enough guns, we have more guns than people.
There we go. We'll give some of our guns. You know what? I have a gun state. You know,
you're one of the few that would give a gun.
Every one of my fellow rednecks, donate one of your guns so somebody can go back to their homeland and fight some thug.
You're one of the few people that give up your guns.
Only one.
Yeah, I know.
Adam, I gotta
you,
say,
you guys love guns,
yes.
And you love unborn babies. The rest of us can go fucking screw.
Unborn babies,
not you particularly. No, but you know what? The conservative.
I love the label. Who said I'm a conservative right?
I said not you particularly. I said the conservative right.
Actually, I was disappointed to see the uproar over the whole Kavanaugh thing too, you know, with the court and abortion, how New York State answered back. And again, you know, I'm not conservative religious right, but I mean, I know Democrats just said, wait, what, a 9-month abortion? Like, you know, I have a cousin who was born at 5 months old.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Yeah, exactly. So it was like a stupid reaction.
Yeah.
To like somebody getting on the Supreme Court because he was Catholic.
I think I'm
offended by because I'm Catholic. But my religion is
you should be offended by a lot of things as a Catholic.
I'm sure I am I was offended by that, and I know what the reaction was in my state. But then again, like one of the southern states went the opposite way of stupid with the heartbeat bill. So basically, you know, the day after you get knocked up, you have to know if you're pregnant or not.
Well, I think you have 3 weeks, so, which is ridiculous. Most people don't know because they haven't even missed the cycle yet.
We're gonna have New York State had it at first trimester. Okay,
it's too early,
and
a lot of people can't tell.
Bullshit.
No, women can't. A lot of women can't tell in the first 3 months. They're not showing. They're not.
Devin,
a lot of women are irregular.
3 months, I believe. Irregular is you miss one.
No,
okay,
that's not true. It's
you
not
miss
true.
Two, you go to the doctor.
Right, but you're talking
a decision.
But you miss three, you could be after the 3 months.
Listen, we're gonna have to come to. We have two choices right now. And it is the history.
You and I are not going to solve this, by the way.
No, not at all. But can you say we're in a civil cold war right now in our nation? And that's exactly, to me, the 2020 election is a friggin' civil war reenactment. But this time, it's not about slavery or nullification. This is about gun ownership. This is about abortion. And this is about what kind of economy we want.
Here's the thing. It doesn't even have to be about
socialism or capitalism.
First of all, no. But it doesn't even have to be about gun ownership. Because the vast majority of people...
Uh-huh.
Agree on certain things.
Yeah, absolutely.
The vast majority of Americans are somewhere with reasonable gun ownership, whatever that is. The vast majority of Americans...
That has to be defined.
Right.
The problem is... The
vast majority of the NRA members want reasonable...
I am a lifetime NRA member.
The problem,
I don't want crazy people owning guns. Change the friggin' HIPAA laws. It should have been done 30 years ago.
Agreed.
If you got a nut in your office,
agreed,
and you know that person's could possibly be, here's the problem that we have. And I'm saying we because I am one. I'm a gun-toting NRA member, wackadoo, crazy
You should
guy.
Stop supporting. Okay? You could yes. be a gun owner. You don't need to support that organization. That organization has blood on
it's
their hands.
It's flawed.
It's very flawed.
There's infighting within the... Are you kidding me?
I know. I see what's going on.
Dude, we're fighting ourselves now because we realize, hey, there are some fucked up people we got
to
get rid of.
None of them are whipping out guns. I'd really like to see that.
No, hey, with us, it can go either way. No, actually, NRA, it's a known fact. Those maniacs you see on TV are not NRA members. I do want to say that.
They're the ones running the thing.
Do want to
Dana Loesch, Juan Lee
Mass Lopier. Murders? Don't say that.
No, I'm saying the people running...
No, I'm saying there are people running the NRA that...
They're
not. Need to not be there anymore, and we know that. There are guys
then do
I
something.
Know who stops. There's guys I know who stop paying dues.
As well, they should. Enough people
so,
should.
We're hoping that gets corrected.
So stop paying
However,
dues.
To demonize an organization such as the NRA, I believe, is foolish because I think the problems within the organization will solve itself. First of all, our big problem right now. Okay, where you get, I'd say 75% of the NRA members on board with this is change the HIPAA laws. Do the red flag
The ACLU
thing.
Will fight you.
Do the red flag. Oh, well. How are we going to solve this problem?
I'm fine
the
with
ACLU
it.
The ACLU then becomes more dangerous than the NRA.
Well, that's not true, but I'm with you.
Yeah, it is.
No, the ACLU.
If we're going to keep this shit up and call it mass murder, shit hitting the fan, you know, the sky's falling and the ACLU is going to stop
open
this
up the HIPAA laws for these type of things.
Correct. Through the ACLU, now they're more dangerous
because
than the NRA.
Because of it. Here, let me just speak.
Now, here's
the
beef that we have with it, though. Hold on,
I
got to
explain
there,
what it is.
I know, you'll get there. Here's the thing. With HIPAA laws, that's red flag, which you'll get to in a second, there has to be an appeals process. That I do not like.
Sure.
No government agency, and here's what gets us constitutional-loving, gun-toting, NRA types all riled up is, if you come into my house and send the sheriff and say, hey, your shrink called this guy who called this guy, we need your gun. Okay, there's got to be an appeals process.
Sure.
This has to be thought out. Now, go on about the HIPAA laws, which will solve most of these friggin' mass shootings. I'm sure all of these people, at one time or another, either saw a shrink, okay, or a school counselor or something. Continue.
So in this particular case, with the HIPAA laws, protects medical professionals from revealing your medical records, your ailments.
Correct.
So with the Dayton killer, when he was in high school, which is probably about 4 years ago, 5 years ago,
uh-huh.
he had a kill and rape list. But because of the HIPAA laws, this could not be revealed to authorities.
Oops.
So now, normal people would say, well, wow, why don't we do anything? Because of the HIPAA laws. So yes, we need to, there need to be exceptions.
Yes. There has to be, not need
but
to
that,
be.
But
Devin, when somebody is immediately dangerous, and that's the problem. And listen, we could sit here, and I love watching social media. We're back to that again. People on your page, on Facebook, argue about video games and violent culture. I saw another guy,
that's the right way
a very
right
articulate
now.
Gentleman, by the way, that I watched, and I agree with much of what he said. There's a big dad problem right now going on in our country.
A what now?
A dad problem.
Lack of dads at home?
Lack of dads at home.
Everybody's working.
Okay, yeah, listen, and the ones that said they're all ones that run off or are bad or abusive, but listen, all that aside.
I think most of them are working two jobs.
All that aside, listen, there's a million reasons why this is happening.
Sure there are.
You can't pinpoint, but
no.
The one thing that can actually make a friggin' dent in this mess is changing those HIPAA laws where if you think somebody, and here's the thing, though. Here's what confuses me. If a doctor, a medical doctor or psychologist, thinks that you're a danger to yourself or others, they can have you locked up.
But they're not sharing it with the government.
That's the loophole. Everybody talks about a gun loophole. Here's what bothers me, and even Trump pissed me off this week. There is no background check loophole. I have bought guns. You give them the driver's license, your social security number, and they know everything about you. They do a state and federal check. It runs through the machine,
but not
and you get your gun.
Like, if you sell me a gun,
That's not a loophole. That's pretty much play at your own risk, because you got to remember, that gun was originally bought by you, and
yeah,
that serial number is a size tag to your ass.
Right, but if you show them the receipt, hey,
okay.
I gave it to them.
The reason why, I'll explain, the NRA types like myself, those demonized crazy white people, okay? I actually know NRA members that are people of color. That's the irony in all this shit.
Of course they are.
So anyway, is that
gotta protect themselves from the crazy white people.
We like to transfer weapons to our children and, you know, inherit guns from, you know, father to son, grandfather to
the classic gun collection.
To grandson. Exactly. That's the kind of stuff we're worried about. The government has no reasonable way to solve it without overpowering itself.
I think you can make a distinction between a classic gun, like muskets, stuff like that.
How about my AR? I have a legally registered AR. I die, God willing, 35, 40 years from now. My son hunts. I have two sons.
You don't need that to hunt.
No, I'm just saying. He's a rifle guy. He knows that. We've had this argument before. He likes guns. He likes to shoot. He likes to go to the range. He's a hunter. Why can't he have my gun?
Right, but there would be...
If I left it to him...
Right, but here's the problem. First of all, I mean, he could have your gun, but he should be checked out to say, see that he's mentally secure. Just because he's your son doesn't mean he should have a gun. If he's fine, perfectly healthy, not a risk to anybody, let him have your gun.
Well, there's a big problem. What happens in the meantime? You know, there's a lot of questions.
Listen, I think guns and cars, but listen, I think it's quite amusing.
Yeah, cars are more friggin' dangerous than guns.
It's quite amusing
more people
that
die
because
of drunk
I passed
drivers.
My driver's test at age 17,
uh-huh.
I can drive
a 3,000-pound piece of metal down the street.
Till I'm 90. At least New York makes you check your eyes. At least New York, I have to go in for an eye test.
Go.
But that's not every state. It's
no.
ridiculous. People deteriorate. It's the same thing with guns. People deteriorate over the time. If you want to have a gun, no, the same person at 25 might not be the same upstairs. At 28
so
or 30.
What's the next step then? Medical mandatory medical psych tests? Come on.
Listen.
When does it stop just to own a gun?
Listen, we know a lot.
There's some of us that you have to respect it. Listen, I'll never have to call. If I'm home, I'm only calling 911 after the mess is made. I'm sorry. And I hate the whole, I dislike very much. Again, I see this a lot on your Facebook page. The whole, these white men feel like they're castrated if you take their
guns
away.
That's not on my Facebook page. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I get in arguments with your buddy Ward once in a while.
That's not on my page, though.
He did, too. He goes, you guys just don't want to lose your guns because you feel like you're not a man and all this.
I would not argue with you about having...
It's not about being a man. It's about, you know, if my alarm goes off, I'm not calling 911 until after I blow the bastard's head off. And that's just to get the body out of the house.
But I have no bone to pick with that. I have no bone to pick with you owning certain weapons to protect yourself and your family at home.
Define certain weapons, though. I love this assault weapon thing. Davin, my keys are right next to me. If I stuck it in your eyeball, that's an assault weapon.
Right, but you don't need what this guy you know? In Dayton had.
What did he have? He had a rifle.
Not the rifle.
He had a rifle.
I'm not talking about
which
the
one?
Rifle.
Which one?
No, he had a rifle, but it had the capacity, which is why he killed so many people so quickly, to fire off 100 rounds in under a minute. You don't need that. You don't need that.
Define capacity.
He fired. The police arrived in 24 seconds, which is remarkably fast. He killed 9 people, injured, what was it, 14?
Something like that. Yeah.
Something like that. Because he had, for lack of a better word, I don't know the terminology, it was essentially like a drum that was on his gun where he could fire off. He didn't get them all off. But he could fire off 100 rounds in rapid capacity without reloading. We don't need that. He doesn't need that.
That's with my hunting rifle.
You don't need that to hunt. You're going to ruin the meat.
No, I'm just saying the hunting. My hunting rifle. It's a bolt action rifle. You know what that is?
I do not.
Okay. Instead of like pulling the trigger, every time you pull the trigger, you have to cock a little bolt back and load another round in.
Okay.
Boom. Click. Click. Boom. Click.
Okay.
Click, boom. Click. Click. Boom. Instead of boom. 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 Boom.
Right.
Okay. It's semantics.
There's a difference.
It's arguing that, you know what? Maybe we would have had 4 dead instead of 9.
That's a difference.
But Davin, come on.
If you're
going to argue, come on.
Yes.
You're too smart for me to be having this discussion.
No, because it's a difference.
I am not having this argument with you.
Well, you can't, if you can't solve everything.
No, you can't.
But I'm not saying solve. You can make things better. I'll tell you one thing right now. The police don't want to go up against that guy. If you love the police.
Everybody loves the police.
And I have them on my show. If you, not everybody, but I tend to like the police.
Most of the police are good. Listen, you got bad apples
and everybody. Anyway, I love the good.
But the good ones are great.
But if you love the police.
Yeah.
You don't want the enemy.
No.
Having this type of firepower. Because I got to tell you, I saw the video. While people were running away, the Dayton police ran too.
Exactly. That's what they do.
They're heroes.
The good cops. Yes.
But they shouldn't have to face a maniac with 100 rounds. Fuck that guy. Let him reload. Let the police have better weapons.
That reloads not... It doesn't take all that long.
It takes enough. A couple more people can get away. Listen,
people, Davin. Oh my God.
You're talking about sensible gun reform.
I really am.
I'm talking about.
I'm not going to sacrifice liberty for.
You know what? We sacrifice liberty all the time. You know, that's what society is.
We're putting lives on a scale and saying, okay, we only lost 4 today instead of 9. Like, that's not a viable solution, man.
If you're those 5, it is. And the families are the. No, it's not a viable solution. The viable solution is end the guns. We're not going to have that.
That's not going to work because then we're going to wind up like Venezuela.
No, we're not. We're
going
to wind up like Canada, okay. England, Japan, Korea, Germany, Denmark.
We just start stabbing each other.
You can't kill as many people in a stabbing.
But and a life is a life.
Listen, you don't want to.
There was a guy recently in Europe. Got killed. He was mauled.
Yes, you can kill people, but
hell yeah! If you want to go back to, I'm a sensei. I'm down for. Let's go back to swords.
I'm fine with that. It's a lot harder.
That's real warfare.
It's a lot harder to kill as many people. And I'll tell you another thing.
Yeah, semantics, man.
To me, one
person that could have been saved is just as valuable.
Let me ask you a question.
14.
God forbid, your wife.
Uh-huh.
Was in Dayton when that happened. She's out having a night out with the girls.
Okay.
God forbid. She's with the girls. That maniac has to reload.
Yes.
Instead of being able to just walk down the street and fire away like his goddamn round.
In that situation, you're at the crap table, Davin.
Listen to me. That maniac has to reload.
Okay.
In that time, before he reloads, he kills 3 of her friends. Because they're all girls lined out, walks into. Because he has to reload, your wife and somebody else are able to get to the back because he has to reload, and then the guy stopped. That's a fucking difference. It's a difference.
Say one Mississippi won.
One Mississippi won. Still a fucking difference, man.
My wife's not that quick of a runner.
Okay. Listen, the guy has to.
And I'm being even a maniac. Really, it's a one Mississippi one.
And I'll even help you. It gives the good guy with a gun that myth. It gives the good guy with the gun a chance while that guy's fucking looking down to reload.
Well, that's another challenge I have about this, especially in El Paso. I do have to say, and if anybody is listening who lost somebody over last weekend, please don't take this the wrong way. If this would have happened in Fort Worth, that shit would have been over with in one Mississippi one.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, it would have. Would have got his friggin' brains blown out.
That's a myth.
El Paso's a different city than Fort Worth, my man.
Yeah,
Let me tell you.
El Paso is like the safest city in the United States.
No.
This motherfucker drove 10 hours to target these people.
It's not a heavily armed city.
It's still Texas.
Okay.
People are still walking around
it's
with guns.
That's funny
still
shit.
Texas.
It's still Texas.
Let's not pretend it's, liberal.
There is a different social demographic.
Let's not pretend it's liberal San Francisco.
No, it's definitely not San Francisco.
It's Texas.
Actually, if I was a mass murdering nut, San Francisco or New York City would be the best place to go on a spree.
Well, you got a lot of cops there that'll take you out before you get.
That's another thing. It's got to have your police presence, correct.
And thank God Dayton did on that night. Because this guy would have killed a lot more people.
Yes. No, the cops did their job. Right on.
Cops usually do.
Those are the good guys. But El Paso, like I said, and that is my argument. I do stand by it, that El Paso is a different city than Fort Worth. And if this shit went down in Fort Worth or San Antone, I think that shooting spree would have been over with in one Mississippi one.
No. Listen.
Yeah, I think somebody would have went up behind that guy and blew his brains over his nice Ivy League
once
suit.
Once in a while, a quote, good guy with a gun. Once in a while, we get stories where they do intervene and save lives.
Down in Texas, that guy who ran out in his bathrobe with his AR to shoot another guy with an AR.
Once in a while.
My favorite story ever.
Yes.
That's better than green eggs and ham.
But the vast majority, it doesn't happen. Listen, people are running, and I can't fault people. And listen, there's a different, I've had this with gun enthusiasts on my site before. Because
even gun enthusiasts.
Listen to me.
I hate that name. What's enthusiastic about self-defense?
No, because to a lot of people.
How do you feel about a national carry permit?
Well, I think it should all be federalized. I've been saying that. I
think if you carry in one state, you should be able to carry.
Agree with that.
You know, in New York, you got to go before a judge and get permission to break the law.
Listen, it's in the United States Constitution. I don't see why
bear arms. Yeah,
I don't see why. I've agreed. I don't think it necessarily needs to be the most lax. I don't think it needs to be the most stringent. Come up with a reasonable standard.
And HIPAA laws.
What?
Change the fucking HIPAA laws.
Right, but I'm saying, you like to paint me, not necessarily.
I'm not painting you.
No, but far left liberal. No, I have ideas. I have solutions.
Yeah, but we have to watch with some of those left leaning ideas because they downward spiral into something else.
With the right wing idea of everybody needs a gun has fucking spiraled out of control.
Well,
it's spot. Listen, I put this story on Facebook. So my wife and daughter, they're going to they go on Sunday sometimes. To give to the to serve homeless people at the soup kitchen.
Yes, I read that.
Yes. So Sunday morning they're going, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't want them to go. My friend goes, don't worry about the homeless. I'm like, no.
No, it's a church. That's the problem.
Right.
Yeah,
it's a homeless person never crossed my mind. But some nut with an agenda.
Yes.
That crosses my mind. And I'll tell you what, I talked about on this show for years at the comedy clubs. Especially in New York, I get very nervous when I'm in New York because there's no real security. You're a fucking sitting target. You're on a stage.
Yes.
There's no exit. This is not normal. When we grew up, when America was great, whatever the fuck that was, this shit.
America's always been great. We've just gotten better. We've improved.
I don't think so right now.
Yes,
but anyway.
We end the slavery. Women can vote.
Yeah,
we've improved.
This shit is not normal. Your head on a swivel is not normal.
Here's my question for you, though. Do you know how old the Kalashnikov AK-47, SKS, and AR-15 platforms are?
How old are they?
Old. The AR is from the 50s, and Kalashnikov is from
the 40s. You haven't heard me say anything about
there
any specific guns.
Have been these guns. No,
but,
I'm just saying.
But I'm not talking about the guns.
The drop mag guns, the scary looking.
I'm not talking about
guns.
The scary looking. I've had this conversation.
The semis. The liberals want the semis.
You're talking to me.
I know.
So don't tell me the liberal.
Here's my issue. These guns have been in circulation, have been owned by Americans now for decades.
And I've had the police on the show.
What the hell is going on now?
Listen to me. I've had the police on this show, which you are a sponsor, and I've asked him about this.
Yes.
And he said, it's not the guns, it's the attachments.
Yeah.
That's law enforcement.
The magazines.
That's part of it.
The mags.
Listen, some of the scopes, they don't want this shit. They don't have an issue with the gun. They have an issue with all the shit that amps it up. The bump stocks, which Trump got rid of. Good for Trump.
Well, the bump stock issue was agreeable from fellow gun owners because, one, they were invented so the older guys with disabilities can still go to the range and shoot with their buddies. It was actually invented as a tool for a disabled person to still go out, usually a Vietnamer, can still go out with his buddies to the range and shoot his old M16. But for an able-bodied person of my strength, okay, or yours, you know, average guy, a little stronger than average, if you hold your rifle in a certain way with a bump stock, you can get a full auto effect.
Right.
Okay, Trump realized that, sat down with the NRA, and was like, look, the bump stocks are going away. Yeah. Which I do feel bad, though, because originally that was just supposed to provide a little extra of cushioning. Again, your old Vietnamers who've had heart surgery, shoulder surgery.
We all make sacrifices in society.
Exactly. And that's
listen,
what it came down
you
to.
You like driving. You've had cars. You like driving fast in your cars.
Yes.
You would love to be able to go down the highway.
No, I drive to Englishtown, New Jersey.
Listen to me. You would love to go down the highway and do 125. You do not do it because it's dangerous.
Yes.
It's socially unacceptable. And it's illegal.
Yes.
So you still get your kicks out, but you do it in a safe environment.
Yes, I go on a track.
I got no problem. problem with that. Okay. Listen, if you want to say certain weapons can only be used at gun ranges and you have to keep them there, fucking fire a bazooka. I don't give a shit.
But what if I want to keep a semi-automatic in my home?
It can't leave your home. It can't leave your... Well, if you're telling me I need this for protection...
See, that's the thing. It's the restrict... And that's why... I get what you're saying, and here's why. Here's why I understand that. If my AR leaves the house, leaves my gun safe, not even the house.
Leaves your gun safe.
If my AR leaves my gun safe, two things
are
happening.
And it's operated by anybody but you.
No, I'm not even going there. I'm going in another direction. Since I've had my AR, long time now, if my AR leaves my gun safe, two things are happening. I'm going to the range, or my block is being looted. The latter has never happened.
That might be a little extreme and for looting.
I'm serious. It looting, absolutely. In New York State, yes, you can. Life or property, yes. Arson. Okay.
Arson's different than looting.
Yes.
Arson. Looting, they're taking a TV. Arson, they're burning down property.
If my neighborhood is being ravaged, you know, like a Hurricane Sandy situation, all hell's breaking loose. You know, houses are being burned and, you know, people, you know, again,
I don't
worst
call
case
that happening in Hurricane Sandy.
No, I'm just saying, well, when the grid goes down, shit like that can happen.
Nobody was looting.
All right. A zombie apocalypse scenario. Can you
please,
fucking understand
have
that?
Have your
what
AR-15.
What the fuck? So.
Yes.
If my fucking gun, my AR, leaves my gun safe, I'm either going to the range with it or shit's hitting the fan.
Outside
of my home. Actually, ironically, inside my home. I have an alarm, I have cameras, yada yada. If something goes bump in the middle of the night, you know what I'm grabbing? A lot of people who don't know guns or aren't part of the culture don't understand this. Your best weapon for home defense is a friggin' shotgun. A good old fat, and you ask anybody.
Go
into a chat room, just troll it, you know, whatever. Your best weapon. I would never, ever let my AR go in my house. Ever.
But we're talking...
That thing goes... It'll go through walls, multiple walls. I got kids sleeping in the house.
We're talking about reasonable expectations where a gun aficionado like yourself can still have your guns.
Yes.
But where I don't have to fucking see it when I'm at Starbucks.
Well, at what capacity do you mean that? What do you
mean? There's a reason why these guys...
We have concealed carry in New York for handguns. You're talking about... I mean...
But first of all, it's very hard to get.
Yes, it is. In New York, it's very hard to get.
As well it should be.
In New York, it's a pain in the ass.
Listen. If you go through all those hoops
to
get that license, I don't have
a... It's a lot of hoops. A little too much hoops in New York.
But what I'm saying is, I don't have an issue with you.
Yeah.
Because you've done the work. I'm assuming you've been...
I don't carry.
But what I'm saying is, if somebody...
I will one day.
Listen, somebody who does that is a lot less likely, who could pass all those tests, is a lot less likely than one of these people who rolls up to a Walmart or whatever, or a school, and just goes fucking batshit.
We're
talking about different types of people in possession of guns.
In New York, you're required to take a safety course. Okay.
Not every safety course is created the same.
No, but we have a good group of guys here in our county who run those safety courses. And you know, after that, it's a whole other shit show. Being fingerprinted, background check. You know, you have to go see a judge in New York.
Beautiful.
That's a little too much, I'm sorry.
You know what, but here's the thing.
Once you come back clean, okay, you've been fingerprinted.
How long do you have to wait?
I don't carry.
So if you did carry, how long would you have to wait?
I've known people who've carried who got their possession privileges, home defense only for a year, and then got their full carry a year later.
All right. I would say maybe that's even a little long.
It is. I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
Here's the thing. I think we have enough. When you make somebody go through all those hoops, I would argue on your behalf, you have enough safeties in place that chances are it's not some random lunatic. It's somebody that's actually thought about it. Thought about the responsibility that comes with gun ownership. It's different than in other states.
It's not that it's easier or harder in other states.
Other states are much easier.
My issue with New York is having to go before a judge. And go through that process. Like I said, that's a bit of a pain. To me, it's unnecessary. I think once you've done a safety course,
So what's the judge? Just ask you some questions?
You're literally just judge you. Just ask you questions, try to aggravate you, and, you know, just...
Well, are they trying to take a measure of your demeanor?
Yeah, it's very subjective. That's my problem in New York State, is that subjective.
So if we had
I came in with a leather jacket on, you know, That's his Death Before Disco, and the judge was a Danny Terrio fan.
So what happens if we put you in front of, say, two or three psychologists / psychiatrists?
That's insanity, though.
But that's what they're trying to measure.
I have, to my knowledge, no mental record.
But you're not nuts yet. No.
Are you sanity? Listen.
In your dojo,
yes.
Back in the day,
yes.
There was somebody who would probably be a little bit nuts, and you would be glad somebody prevented them from being good. That's what that's to prevent. Like these people that are doing this shit. It's not to stop you.
There were certain students that I deliberately did not show certain things.
Correct.
To. Because that's just
correct.
Responsibility on my part.
Correct. But
so, I knew that student would use it.
Correct. So now we use good judgment in teaching certain people certain things. So now what I'm saying is you have psychologists or psychiatrists who are taking that responsibility.
Yeah.
And they go,
you should have to see a panel of shrinks to get a gun. What I'm saying is,
listen, if you're a racist, I don't want you having a gun. If you have a really short fuse,
let's say somebody makes an off-color remark and has a clean background check.
But
how do you judge?
Now you can go back to social.
How do you judge that?
Yeah, but now you can go back on social media sites. So many of these people just fucking talk about their shit.
Yeah, but you can go back to social media, and a lot of it's ranting and raving. A lot of it's trolling too. Let's say somebody's an internet troll, and they're not a racist. They're just an internet troll. They got a clean record. I said, if we would change those damn HIPAA laws,
it's a step.
And just come have an appeal process.
Yeah, of course, you have to have an appeal process.
You have to have an appeal process.
Sure.
If somebody comes to my house and say, hey, Russ, we saw what you posted on Facebook. We think you're crazy. Give us your guns. I want to be able to call my lawyer and say, or if I can't have a lawyer assigned to me, okay, on the house, I have my rights protected, to say, hey, I'm actually normal. I'm just trolling the internet. Give me my guns back.
And somebody would evaluate. That's fine.
But you got to watch that stuff.
You do. But here's the thing.
After
9/11, we threw everything we could
at
the radical, terrorist, Islamic, whatever the fuck you want to call it. We threw everything. We gave up too many liberties, to be quite honest with you.
Patriot Act. I challenged with the Patriot Act.
We threw everything we could at. Do you know right now the FBI can't do shit until a crime actually happens?
Correct. They're going to clean up the mess pretty much. I know.
That's insane.
It is.
So there are things that we could do.
There are things within reason, but here's the problem coming from, again, I'm an NRA guy. I'm not speaking on behalf of the organization, but most of us feel as if we give one inch on this, because here's the problem. You're not everybody on your side of the political persuasion. You're left-leaning. You're an educated guy.
Most of the left is educated. Okay?
So is all right. I graduated with honors too, you schmuck.
Not you, but no. But listen, most Trump voters. No, seriously, they've shown most Trump voters have not graduated. They've graduated high school, and that's it. You're the exception.
I'm the exception. Thank you. You know how many people I know who are very liberal who graduated college don't know their ass from a hole in the wall?
That may be.
Maybe. I know some of these people personally. They're dumb as fuck. Just because you got a piece of paper doesn't mean you're smart.
Oh, absolutely. No, I don't think it's. I don't think it's the smarter. I think what college does is it exposes. No.
It exposes you to live. And you know what the funny thing is?
Can I get a fuck?
You know what the Democratic debate sounds to me? Every fucking professor I had in New Paltz at stage at the same time.
What going away to school does? It's different if you go where you live. But what going away to school does is it exposes you to different people from different parts of the country, different ethnicities, different ways of thinking. I think that's invaluable. I think it makes you more open-minded.
That's a fair thing to say. That's what I'm saying. Hey, there's nothing wrong with going to trade school.
Absolutely not.
And, learning how to become an electrician, a carpenter,
absolutely
or a plumber.
But you know what? And I don't. I think they're including it. But when Bernie, and some of the others talk about,
it should be free too, right?
No, but when they talk
about
the word
free.
Free's nothing's
great.
Free. We pay for it.
No shit.
That's fine. We'll get there. But when they're talking about colleges, I think, but I want to make sure, that they're including trade school, because that should be part of it too. Not everybody wants to go to a 4-year college or 2-year college. Let's get more plumbers, electricians.
They do have trade schools.
Well, no, but I'm saying if you were going to pay
for
people to get higher education, I'm saying trade school should be part of that.
Yeah, to me, if you learn how to be useful in society,
absolutely,
that's higher education.
I think it was Elizabeth Warren, and a bunch of the Democrats have said this, all variations of it. We will pay for your education, but you have to give back 2 years to to society. Which doesn't mean the
define
military.
Define that 2 years. Exactly.
Well, it doesn't have to be military. Maybe you're working in soup kitchens. Maybe you're
going to work for a liberal think tank somewhere. And
no, it could be all different. No.
Suburban San Francisco or something like that.
No, I don't think volunteering at soup kitchens or being a big brother or big sister is a liberal thing.
Here's the challenge.
What's the problem with that?
Here is the problem. You're actually doing a good job at winning my argument for me. The way you approach things isn't the way everybody from your political persuasion approaches
things. I don't have a political persuasion.
You're left-leaning.
I am left. I'm.
You're not a left-wing nut.
No,
here's the problem.
I'm center-left.
The left-wing nuts are all over television scaring the living shit out of people like me because we're like, no, that's not going to work here.
But the vast majority of people are somewhere in the center.
Okay, but you know, and that is correct. That is correct. I do believe, though, however,
they're just not getting represented.
40% of the electorate are the radical wings of both parties.
So what are you saying, 20 on each side?
20 on each side, absolutely.
That's which is the problem with
the gerrymandering
is...
So, yeah, God, that's a mess.
The politicians no longer have to cater to both sides. They get to cater to the left or the right, so we get this mess.
I'll use, actually, you're going to love this, AOC. Damn, pick on her. You know why? She represents the congressional district I grew up in. My section of the Bronx was considered Little Italy. Italian, Irish, Catholic. That was cut in to a district in Queens. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you couldn't have all those Catholic Republicans electing a congressperson.
Oh, yeah,
so you cut it in.
See, here's what the Republicans don't understand. Right now...
Oh, it's not on both sides. Don't get me wrong. The Republicans do it, too.
Listen to me. No, they do. But they don't understand is this shit's going to go back the other way, and the Democrats are going to cut it up in ways they don't like. The Supreme Court screwed us. You should just look at it and just look at it geographically. It shouldn't be who lives here, who lives there. You just cut up, go, all right, here's New Jersey. We're going to divide you. We're going to put a couple lines down, a couple lines horizontal. Yep. This is where you live.
We had a case in New York, several cases in New York. And I pick it on New York because I'm a New Yorker. Sheldon Silver, we remember him. He turned out to be one of the most corrupt bastards in New York State history. Well, he was a master of gerrymandering. And you have to see. Look up some of the district maps in New York State and see the towns. Oh, it's hysterical.
That's terrible.
Here's how I think it should be done. First by county. It's done by population. We know that. You know that, right? Yeah, it's done by population. Philippa County. As much as you can before you go moving into another county. But don't have a highway.
You're talking about congressional districts.
Yes.
Okay.
But don't have a highway connecting two counties up where you're making sure, well, I'll be fair now, making sure that 40,000 black voters are disenfranchised because they're tied to a district with 80,000 white voters. You know what I'm saying? That's unfair. And that's what gerrymandering does.
That's what we're at.
And
the court said it's okay.
That was a big challenge that I had, and I believe the court said it's okay because both sides do it, which was the worst fucking answer ever. The court
failed
on that
decision. So you actually would have sided with the liberals on the
correctamundo. And here's the funny thing. I'm from a blue state. I really hate gerrymandering. It hurts my guys. I got fucking Cuomo because of gerrymandering. Okay? But I really believe that I definitely, the liberal opinion on that issue is absolutely correct. It is a method by which both parties disenfranchise registered voters.
Yep.
Period. And the fucking
story. It discourages voting.
Correct.
It discourages.
You know, no matter how you vote, it don't matter.
It discouraged candidates from trying to find solutions in the middle, which means by the time they actually get to Congress, there's no incentive to try to work with the other side.
And that is why you'll also notice that the House has swung back and forth more times over the decades than the Senate. Senate statewide. You can't gerrymander a whole friggin' state. The whole state votes. Okay? When you're going in the districts, that's when you get the nut.
And
the whole concept of gerrymandering.
It also affects the local elections.
Correct. The whole concept of gerrymandering, the whole benefit of it is disenfranchisation.
And that was another nail in the coffin to democracy, courtesy of the Supreme Court.
I was really fucking aggravated. And you know what? I'll tell you, we have a very, very talented 5-member conservative panel right now. They do. These guys are great jurists. Why they let that one go, I want to kick all of them in the nuts. Every single one of them. These are very, really, very talented people, you know? And I am just fucking confused. I was shaking my head on that one.
I wasn't confused. I knew our only hope was Roberts. I knew. And this is something. But
again, Roberts.
But he's been gerrymandering the whole time.
He's an amazing jurist. They could have shut this shit down finally.
Hey, listen.
And
the Roberts Court's the one who gave us, business corporations are people too, yeah. Which is why we have this influx of money, and which is why we can't get to these. God bless Elizabeth Warren. She's not doing. No, I know you
God
hate
bless
her.
Elizabeth. I don't hate her. I just think she's a phony. She's a nut.
She's not doing any big corporate fundraisers. She's not taking any corporate money. Good for her. Yeah. I wish they'd all do that.
She got by pretending she was something she wasn't. That bothers me.
No, I'm sorry.
Well,
you talking about
well.
The Indian thing?
Yeah.
Listen,
if
pretending something they weren't bothered you, you wouldn't have voted Trump.
I knew he was a douche.
Now, I'm not even talking about the douche. He's not even a successful businessman.
Yeah, he made his money.
No, Daddy gave him $400 million and kept on bailing billion.
I thought it was
million.
$1
million. No, 400.
I thought he bought
$416 million.
Really?
Yes, and kept on bailing him out.
Oh, the idiots are talking. Listen, I'm not saying he's a nice person.
I'm not talking about nice. The myth of Trump is that he's a self-made businessman. No, he's not. He's a loser.
Here's the thing.
Rapist Trump, by the way.
Oh, so, come on, stop.
No. Rapist Trump.
Yeah, Clinton with Paula Jones.
Rapist Trump.
These guys are all pit with the island
rapist
with
Trump.
The billionaire having sex with
he's
kids.
Gonna, he gives nicknames. I give
fucking
nicknames.
Disgusting. You can't call him Rapist Trump. You
sure. Well, of course I can. He's great at the nicknames.
Who did he do that?
No, the woman...
The porn star?
No.
Really?
No. Like a month and a half ago.
He raped somebody while he was president?
No.
Okay.
It came out like a big...
They came out. All that, just like Roberts. All of a sudden he's running for Supreme Court. He was in the court for...
Kavanaugh, rather.
He's in the Supreme Court. All of a sudden he's touching everybody's tits.
You know Donald Trump's wife accused him of rape under oath, right? You know that, right?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, you might want to go back and check. The father of his children, under oath, said Donald Trump raped her.
Listen, I'm not advocating that, of course.
No,
that,
you're just willing to overlook it, which
no,
I'm not.
Hey, how about the guys on your side going to island having sex with those kids?
Friend of Trump's, too, by the
okay.
way. Friend of Trump's, too, by the way.
Friend of a lot of people.
You don't hear me sticking up for him.
Clinton was there 24 times or
something. You don't,
like
you
that,
don't hear me. You don't hear me talking
disgusting.
About
that. Disgusting.
No. You know what? Because here's the
Obama
difference.
Knew, too.
Obama didn't know him.
Obama knew, too.
He wasn't going on planes with him.
I think he got arrested under Obama.
Yeah, they put him away.
Yeah,
they tried to put him away.
It was a sweetheart sentence. He got out.
Which that guy's
that guy should have been in Leavenworth for the rest of his
absolutely.
Fucking life.
And that guy who did that Florida district attorney, is now serving the Trump cabinet. Or actually, no, he had to resign.
No.
Excuse me. Yes, he just had to resign.
He should be in jail, too.
Yes, and Trump hired him for the fucking labor secretary.
He should have been disbarred.
Yes. So here's the difference between you and me, and this is where you disappoint me, and then I'm going to take a break. I've known you a long time.
Yes, you have.
One of the reasons why I liked you, one of the reasons why I let you have such an influence on my daughter when she was very young.
I'm an NRA member?
No, that's not it at all. I didn't know that about you. Is because I believe you to be a man of integrity.
Yes, I try
I believe
to be.
You to,
I
be,
try
a,
to be.
I believe you to be a man of high character.
I try to be.
But when you support... Listen to me. You can't, certain things can't be overlooked. Would you have, when you had a dojo, would you have somebody...
They're all dirty, Devin.
There's different degrees.
A douche or a turd sandwich. That was the last election.
20 sexual assault charges against... accusations against them. Two rape accusations against them.
Okay.
I don't overlook shit like that. You shouldn't either. You have daughters.
Yes, I do.
You shouldn't overlook that shit either.
However, the bottom line to the last election was Hillary was
I'm
a
not talking about the last
criminal.
Not talking about the last election.
And they're all like that.
They're not all
There's
like that.
There's a guy in New Jersey.
They're not all like that.
Serena Menendez. You know him.
Yes.
The Dominican teenage underage prostitutes.
Right. Was that no contest it wound up being, right?
No contest. You know what that means? I fucked a 10-year-old. And because I'm talking about gerrymandering, because I am in a senator, Democratic senator, in a blue state, I'm going to keep my seat.
You know what?
Fucking nuts.
You know a 13-year-old tried to bring charges several times against Donald Trump with the whole Epstein thing. Do you know that?
No, I don't.
Well, you can look that up too.
I want to look that up.
So here's the thing. Here's
that guy and everybody involved in that. That is another reason why I personally am for border control. Is because back to that.
No.
Immigration.
I'm going to take a break.
I
want you to think about something. I want you to think. The man I knew, the man who I became friends with,
yes.
would not overlook this shit.
I never said
there's no excuse.
Douche.
I know about the Hillary shit. We know a lot more.
His politics struck a nerve.
Forget about the politics. Forget
the person.
I understand you might like his
politics. If I judged on the person, Davin, I swear to you, I never vote. I would never vote again.
This is a different breed.
If I judged on personal character,
would you associate? Would you let a rapist lead you?
Absolutely not. But listen, if I was judging,
then why would you give one of the highest office in the land?
If I was judging politicians on personal character alone, I would never fucking vote again.
Listen, say what you want about Barack Obama. Say what you want about Barack Obama. He never had these accusations against him. Say what you want about John McCain. He never had the. There's good people on both sides. To quote,
not too many, but yeah.
So you do have.
I know a few.
So right. So they're all alternatives. I get you didn't like Hillary. I get you. I for all the reasons which I don't need to go into now.
Yeah.
We're not talking about Hillary anymore. She's
no.
done. I
Donald
get
Trump's character as a human being. Of course, I've said it before on the show many times.
It matters.
The guy's a dick.
But again,
if I was going to judge on that, I would never fucking vote again. They'd be like, I would vote.
Then don't vote. Then don't vote. Because there's no reason for you to support somebody that you are that repulsed. Are you repulsed by that behavior?
I have been to political events. I know you know I worked in politics for a while. And I have seen elected officials do some of the most disgusting inappropriate.
And do you support
shit.
Those people?
And this is by hold on. This is by 1990 standards. This is like Andrew Dice Clay was funny back then. Okay, yeah, this is a time when Andrew Dice Clay was still fucking funny, and I was disgusted. Okay, there's some bad guys out there, more bad than
but
good.
But did you support them?
Politics wise, yeah, as human beings, they were shit.
No, I mean, like, did you campaign for them? Did you vote for them?
Vote for them? Yeah,
I couldn't. I couldn't.
Did you vote for Clinton?
We didn't know. Actually, No, it was the first time.
We
first
know.
Of all, it was high school. No.
Dude.
It was probably your first election, too.
Getting your knob schlob while at work by a 19-year-old.
That was after the election. That was after the first election. No, it was after 96. Well,
The impeachment.
Google it.
The impeachment empowered him and literally walked him back in the office for the second term.
No.
Yeah, the Republicans were thought, we impeach him.
Google why search for something.
The whole thing with, what the hell's her name?
Paula Jones?
No.
Monica?
Monica. The whole thing with Monica started before the second election. The Republicans thought they would have used it as a tool to get the guy out of office, and they were wrong.
I think you're wrong on that. Where's my phone?
I'm telling you, I'm right. You got shitty reception out here in the woods.
I gotta cue up some music. So just look at when.
All right, cue music. We'll take a break.
No. I gotta find some shit. But find out. Monica,
are we on break right now?
What?
Are we on break right
now?
No,
we're not on break right now.
Oh, okay. You better go to break.
No, I gotta cue up the music and tell the people.
I forgot her name. My God.
Monica Lewinsky, Bill Clinton. Find out what year that was.
Monica Lewinsky. Hold on. She doesn't even come up on Google anymore. Huh? Oh, I'm looking. It's not coming up. Hold on.
All right. If you can find that would be great.
Monica Lewinsky. Here we go.
Bill Clinton. What year?
But I'm telling
that?
You that.
What,
it,
what
it
year
backfired.
Was that?
Hold on. It's coming up right now. We're in the middle of the friggin' woods. But I'll tell you, all that stuff with Monica started during his first tenure in office, during his first 4 years. And the impeachment came later, I believe. I got crappy service out here, brother. You're going to have to look on your laptop. But you know what? Here's the problem, though. You talk about integrity. People still voted for the guy, okay, knowing that he took a cum shot at an 18-year-old kid's dress.
All right. I was correct.
What?
The sexual relationship took place between 95 and 97.
Yeah.
And came to light in 1998. The election was in 96. We didn't know.
But the allegations before then.
No, you had some other stuff.
When was the impeachment?
That was during 98.
What was
that
the trial?
Yeah, it was during the 90s. Yeah, it was the late 90s. Yes.
No.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm looking at this shit.
I hope it's not fucking Wikipedia.
Then find something else. I don't know what to tell you, but that's what it is.
We got to look it up. Anybody in the den pen tonight can help us out? That's fucking Wi-Fi because we're in the woods.
They generally don't help when it comes to shit like that.
God.
Generally, Pip is my help. All right, we're going to take a break.
Come back with some...
I think we're going to talk about politics. On the break, we got new music from Nana D with Hold On and Tim Jackson with Little Girl. You can learn more.